WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with this after 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Here is Soft Cell on Max FM.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I ran to you. Now I run for you.
but I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love.
And more. No
99.7 Max FM.
Run away. it up while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Seven. Max FM.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. We have Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball playoff game versus Portage at 7 p.m. Ben Bromley and John will have that call. We'll also stream it on the free Civic Media app. Here's Madonna, La Isla Bonita on Max FM.
Last night I dreamt of something.
You're unbelievable.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
grown. I wonder where you are, live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? The life you kill, the priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall, your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. Nothing but fall. Oh, man. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, man. You wanna get married or run away?
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. If your partner asks what you think they're cooking, maybe consider whether or not they're still holding a kitchen knife. A 43-year-old woman in Florida named Navita was arrested for aggravated battery after she stabbed her boyfriend. The guy said they were arguing over his reluctance to eat her cooking. Unfortunately, there's no word on what she made. He told police she was swinging an 8-inch knife at him, and it gashed his forearm when he tried to defend himself. She admits that they were arguing over her cooking, but she says she struck him with a napkin holder. In any event, the guy will be fine. He received stitches and was released. So that's a very interesting end to that. And of course, to say that was a napkin holder also is intriguing. But yeah, apparently whatever she made didn't taste good, or he didn't want to talk about it. So there was definitely a little bit of an issue there. I suspect they're probably not together, but who knows? You know, it's always good when you're cooking when the fire alarm is cheering you along, right? Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank and a look at weather on Max FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford, and get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 13th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This will be happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, and it's part of the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. This will be happening on March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Enjoy great cheese, vegetables, maple syrup, honey, meat, bakery goods, and so much more. There'll also be food and process demos happening in the gym. Again, this happens at the Sacred Heart School Gym. It's on Saturday, March 8th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., the 13th Annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. For all the details, check out Hill and Valley Exploration Tour on Facebook. And also that same Saturday from noon until 6 p.m., it's the 40th Annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Bowling Tournament. This event is open to the public. Shifts will be at noon, 3, and 6 p.m. with wonderful merchandise and raffles happening throughout the day. Get your teams together. It's $100 per team, and registration will run through Friday. Again, this is at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. It's on Saturday, March 8th from noon until 6 p.m., the 40th Annual Reedsburg Fire Department 9-Pin Team Bowling Tournament. All the details for it can be found at the Reedsburg Fire Department website. And on Sunday, March 9th, the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge will be hosting a St. Vincent de Paul Portage Meat Raffle. The proceeds will benefit the community outreach programs for St. Vincent de Paul Portage, as well as their programs and property updates. Again, this will be 3 until 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 9th at the clubhouse at Saddle Ridge in Portage.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain rolls in this afternoon and ramps up tonight. We're looking to get around 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. Localized flooding and ice jams on rivers are possible. The rain mixes with snow tomorrow morning and flips to all snow by the afternoon. It'll be windy with gusts up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions and around an inch of snow possible. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 48.
99.7
No!
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Tuesday morning. Yeah, we're talking about that cooking incident. Now I'm thinking about a cookie sheet. But you know what? It's time for me to head on out. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Coming up next, Jay will be in to take you through your midday on Max FM.
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one. Back at base, boxing the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hi.
album hits. Max FM.
Hi there.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than life. I'm gonna watch it grow in.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.